And our theme right there, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, and it is program number 336 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial and streaming on the World Wide Web. And we're now at 12 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 51 degrees, breezy conditions, overcast skies. And we have our guests on the line. We're going to go to the phone line and bring them in. Want to say good morning to Marge Ford and her sister Patty. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great up here, Si. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing real well. I got to bring you up a little bit. It sounds like you're 1,000 miles away. Probably are, huh?
We'll try to crowd onto the phone here a little bit more.
Okay, that sounds good. So who do we have on the line first here? Is this Marge?
This is Marge speaking, yes.
All righty. And very good, Marge. Up in, where did you say you are now, Fairbanks or Anchorage, Alaska?
We're in Anchorage, Alaska. I'm in Anchorage, Alaska. My sister Patty lives in Wasilla.
Okay, very good. What are things like up in Alaska this morning?
Oh, absolutely beautiful. We've got about, I don't know how many hours of daylight, Patty. I don't know, it's been ongoing for about 5 hours already. it's an early morning here.
Okay.
Our sun rises about 4, I think.
It does, huh? Oh, you're heading for that time of the year where the sun never sets, huh?
You're absolutely right.
Well, you are right. But it does set here in Anchorage, but it's pretty much, it doesn't get dark enough where you even need your headlights.
Oh, my goodness. Well, neat. Marge, were you born and raised in Alaska, or did you move that way?
Oh, no. Patty and I were born and raised up in the Iron Range of Minnesota.
Oh, you were.
We were born in Chisholm. Born in Chisholm, went to school in Coleraine, and then we graduated from Hibbing High School. Attended junior college up there, St. Cloud State, University of Minnesota. We're Minnesota people originally. We came up here to Alaska in 1968 after Patty had finished a student teaching.
Uh-huh. Okay, very good. And so along the way, you guys started to play some music and became the Alaska Polka Chips. How did that all come to be?
Well, I will tell you this. My sister was born playing music.
Okay.
Eventually, it landed on our schedule of what to do next.
Oh, really. Neat.
Yes. Yeah. Well, this is 1976.
Yeah.
And 1976, we actually started the band.
Okay.
And I started with a bass player down at the
down the Seward Highway at a bar, and a fellow from Minnesota had started this bar, a guy by the name of Bob Delock.
Uh-huh.
And he needed an accordion player on a Saturday night, so he hired me, and then he hired his bass player, who was also his bartender. But they didn't get along sometimes, so eventually, after about a few playings, Patty joined the band because she's a bass player.
Uh-huh. All righty. Yeah.
He denies it, but there you go.
All right. I should have got to that. The instruments that you guys play, what might people see if they ever get a chance to see you perform?
Well, they'll see us perform. I'm on accordion. Patty's on accordion. Thanks to the beauty of electronics and stuff. She's also on bass fiddle or keyboard. We both do a lot of vocals, and we write a lot of our own music, as
okay.
a matter of fact. And as you know, one of the songs that probably people now very much associate with us is a song we wrote called Red Satin Shoes.
Oh,
a lot
yes.
of the bands play this song, and Patty and I wrote this, oh golly, the early 80s.
Uh-huh.
Doing a setup job at Viking Hall for the Sons of Norway up here.
Oh my
it's
goodness.
Become one of our most requested songs. So it's been one of our claims to fame.
Uh-huh. Well, neat. All righty. And folks have seen you on Molly B shows over time. You guys travel quite extensively from what I understand, huh?
Well, right, that's been true in the past, and we've done our share of performing around all over the country, really. For a band that is just up here in Alaska, but somehow we've achieved a certain amount of notoriety. We've hosted tours overseas. We've been to Australia. We performed on the BBC. We've done a lot of things that you wouldn't imagine we would have that kind of opportunity to do. But the music has been a great ride. Our last performance was last February down in Las Vegas at the Southwest Dance Festival, sponsored there by Julie Lee and the White Rose Band.
Oh, yeah.
And so we just keep bumping into these people all over the world, you know, all
oh,
over
sure.
the place.
Well,
right now, as you can well imagine, everything's kind of quieted down.
Yes, yes. Somebody decided to throw a curve at us. I mean, as old as all of us are, we've never seen anything like this coronavirus pandemic. It kind of put everybody in one spot, and that's where you stay hunkered down. You guys as well, huh?
Yes, that's right. And Marge and I were two sisters who couldn't stand next to each other in the kitchen doing dishes when we were growing up. And here we are 2 months. Here we are 2 months together
yeah.
in a house, but it's worked out well, and
yeah.
we good. Still listen to the music. And in fact, just last weekend, our Button Box Gang group, we all gathered in a church parking lot, distanced from each other, masked, and the whole thing, and played.
Yeah.
It was quite an emotional reunion.
Yeah.
Because we
wonderful.
So missed the music.
Oh, sure.
So as everybody does, you know.
You
I mean,
bet.
It's just all such a part of our lives and stuff. You know, of course, with your radio show, oh, my goodness, you perform such an important connection for so many people out there who miss the connection of this music, that this music has to offer.
Well, and that's so true. You guys normally, other years up until this point, I mean, Polka Fests and lots of events. Just mention some of the places you've been in the past year that people might have heard of or seen you at.
Yep, we've been around. And then now we have been playing at assisted living facilities, nursing homes, and up until March.
Yeah.
And then they closed those down, so
sure.
that shut us out. But
sure.
that doesn't matter. We are still thinking about those folks and have had mm-hmm. calls back from these places saying, can you come and play again for us, even though you'll be outside and they'll be upstairs in their room?
Yeah, right, right, right.
But we're happy to do it.
Yeah, but we look forward to, you know, the resumption of many of these events, but we also fully understand why we can't do this just now, just yet.
Exactly, exactly. Now, did either of you gals, did you do anything else for an occupation in life, or have you both made music your career?
No, I reluctantly made music my career. I taught for 30 years.
Oh, you did?
And yes, and at that time, I was pretty new to teaching. I'd been teaching about 7 or 8 years, when this music thing came about. And so for all of my 30 years teaching, I'd play on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and go to school on Monday with a big smile on my face, and people couldn't understand, well, where do you get all that energy? Well, I was much younger.
Yeah.
But still, it was such an upper that couldn't help but feel that way.
Yeah.
So I made it through. I could not repeat that performance today. But, it was so, it's always been fun.
And my early history, I got a master's in speech pathology, and I was in a clinical situation for about 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And the music, you know, as a musician, you have to play. And the only way you get better sometimes is to play for the public who creates reasons for you to get better and to develop your repertoire. And that's pretty much what happened. The band took off, and then people were knocking on my door saying, I really want to play this button box accordion that you are playing, or this piano accordion that you are playing. And so the music pretty much started from there. And then once we did a recording, people had something in their hands kind of concrete. In those times, it's an LP, you know, in 1979.
Yeah.
But word gets out, and the DJs all across, you know, every place we sent to, they played our music and they supported us, and that's really how the word gets out. And then, you know, the later years and stuff, Molly B has been a great leg up for us. Big Joe booked a show too.
Uh-huh.
We were actually on one of his first ones down in Branson as well. So opportunities presented themselves, and we were ever so grateful to be able to take advantage of it. You know, it's just it's that kind of a polka connection that you develop over the years.
Well, that's awesome.
And whether we could afford it or not, we were on a plane flying somewhere to do something.
Yeah.
And we had the best time in the world.
Oh, yeah. Rich were not, except in music, you know.
Yeah.
That goes.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Well, gals, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota, and time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. Then we'll come back with you and continue the conversation, if that's all right.
Thank you.
All righty. So, Cy here on behalf of the St. Joe Meat Market. Yes, Memorial Day is this coming weekend, and a great time for some outdoor activities, boating, fishing, camping, visiting the cemeteries, or maybe just staying at home and working around the yard. Whatever your choice of activity, you're sure to work up a powerful appetite. Stop by the St. Joe Meat Market this week for some great grilling ideas. There's marinated chicken or pork, all sorts of brats, wieners, hamburger patties, fresh-cut pork and beef steaks. They're just some of the items you'll find in the meat cases this week. Meat and cheese trays, snack sticks, jerky are always on hand for those wanting to nibble and keep going. The brat of the week this week is our smoked holiday brat in honor of the Memorial Day weekend. We're calling it our red, white, and blue brat, or military brat, in honor of those who have served our country so admirably all these many years. This week, take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long, unlimited quantities. And as always, for more in-store specials at the St. Joe Meat Market, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call us at 320-363-4913 for more information. Thank you from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. And Marge and Patty for being our guests on the program. This is how it works. We put up a nice meat package, a sampler package there for you at the St. Joe Meat Market. And along with Chasm, we send that out to you priority mail so that you should have it in a day or so, and hope that the both of you enjoy it in good health. How does that sound?
Well, that's a wonderful surprise for us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's the best Christmas present ever.
Oh, that's great. And, yeah, these days, I'm sure, you know, when you're hunkered down, kind of cleaning out the freezer and looking at what's next for lunch or so, huh? If it's the same as at my house, anyway.
Oh, it's the same here. And what we're starting to do now is tape over all our mirrors.
Oh, okay. Oh, wonderful. You know, I never asked you guys, so there's two of you. Was there any more of you in the family back in the day?
Yes, our brother Ed Gersich from Bemidji,
uh-huh.
Minnesota, had his own band, Just Because, for many years. Our father, how this all started out, our dad had a band. Our grandfather came over from Slovenia with an accordion on his back. When he got here, he earned extra money because he didn't really like to work much, but he sure loved to play. And he played for weddings and all kinds of things. Well, he had a family of, he and my grandmother had a family of eight girls and three boys. Anyway, only my dad was the most interested in the accordion, so he taught my dad how to play. So between the two of them throughout our early lives, they were there. Dad had a band that practiced in our living room in Chisholm when we were just little kids.
And our mom sang?
Yeah.
Not professionally, but she did sing on one of our later recordings.
So we've always had this music around us. And, of course, when we were growing up, there were bands everywhere, and our dad played at the Slovenian home in Chisholm. In fact, we have a friend who danced to their music. What is she, 86, 88 now? Pat Cruz?
Yeah, that's right.
She and her husband danced to our dad's music. So it's always been around us. Delighted the folks.
Did you guys ever get to perform at Iron World at the big Polka Fest over there back in the day in Minnesota?
Yes, several times.
That was a great opportunity.
That
was a lot of fun, yeah. And then the Shemleski Festival.
And we were also very fortunate to have a group of friends that all learned how to play the button box. They're the Alaska Button Box Gang.
Oh.
Absolutely wonderful people. They're like family to us, and we to them, we hope. And they were willing to go anywhere with us, and they have traveled and played everywhere with us.
Yeah.
It's just a wonderful package, and we've just had a marvelous life with this music. It changed everybody's lives.
And we had a consistency in our music that from the very get-go, because we were basically three-piece band, and our drummer was 13 years old when he started with us.
Mike Mattis,
a young man. He's now in his 50s, living in North Carolina. But for so many years, we had a really strong, consistent sound. And on all of our recordings, you can hear his percussion work, and it's really quite lovely. Now and then, plus we've had the opportunity as we've traveled about and stuff to do recordings and to do performances with other bands out there. We've been so lucky to have that access to really major talent. And, our music reflects so much of our history of where we've been and what we've performed at and stuff. And we have 7 recordings that have really been distilled from 9 original. And we just actually come up and participated in yet another recording that I believe we sent you. It's called the National Button Accordion Festival All Stars, and this is specially presented by a fellow who has made the button box festivals stay alive out there in the world. His name is Ron Pivovar, and he is from Western Pennsylvania, and he is. He's quite an amazing fellow, and he's single-handedly, but with an army of people out there, put on a festival every Memorial Day weekend for the first time in 12 years, has not happened in Pennsylvania. But what he did do was to invite people from this festival. There's about 7 that are considered button accordion players, artists, and Roger Weinfurter up here in Anchorage and myself were included, as well as my sister Patty. And so we have like 3 songs that we've performed on these. These are original pieces. And one of them is called On With the Show. And if you get an opportunity to play that one, every musician out there
will identify
with this song. Uh-huh. But that's the very, very newest thing coming out. So that's that National Button Accordion Festival All Stars, and there's going to be a follow-up to this as well. But it's a real litany of people who are just very, very much powerhouses in the industry. So that's our very latest, our brand new one.
Okay, and I should just tell the folks joining us. Oftentimes, I get notifications from people that they joined late in the program. And who in the heck are you talking to? So we're visiting this morning with Marge Ford and her sister Patty, and they are up in Alaska. And yeah, I've got the CD in my hand right now, Marge. The next one that you were talking about on that same CD is a tune called Lady. Is that the same one that we recognize from Kenny Rogers, or is it different?
No, these are all original songs.
These are originals.
They had to be.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And that Lady is actually a song that I just developed for one of my students on the button accordion.
Okay.
I wanted something accessible, but yet it turned out to be a really different but a pretty melody.
Mm-hmm.
So the song starts off with just the accordion, which is kind of unusual in recording today.
Uh-huh.
So you hear actually this wonderful blue Mervar accordion that I have that my sister presented with me on a birthday a few years back. And then you have this wonderful, deep, beautiful basses. And then gradually, one by one, the other instruments enter the song. And so that is an original. The third one is called the Fairbanks Alaska Waltz, written by a friend of ours who's a tremendous supporter of this music, a guy by the name of Joe Strunka from Fairbanks, Alaska. And, these were all on this recording, all originals. They had to be. That was the criteria.
Okay.
So we dug down deep along with all these other performers, Ron Bivivar, William Hayes, Dave Bay, Cody McSherry, Julie Tabai, and then also Roger Weinfurter here from Alaska as well. So it's a great thing to present to folks. It's a great opportunity. So
it is.
That's available out there through me also, as our recordings are available.
Uh-huh.
People can just find anything they want. Just plug in Alaska Polka Chips on the web, and you will eventually get to our music.
Sure, sure. And thank you for the nice order that you sent me again. I can tell the folks that I will have the Alaska Polka Chips available at the St. Joe Meat Market, our outlet there, and also on my website. I'll be busy getting those entered on the website as well. So, yes, you guys are known, and yet you're not. Once you get the recordings in the system, it always helps, and people will begin to hear more of your music here on the Chasm Place as well.
What often happens is they'll get one CD.
Yeah.
Then, within a very short time, we get a request for all of our CDs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Which is good. It says we're doing something right, and we're pleased by that, of course.
Well, and just talk a little bit about the other CDs that you have. I'm trying to find a sequence here of how they happen. So are like volume 1, 2, and 3, are they the originals and then just brought out on CD lately? Or how did they happen in order?
In order, we had an album, Old Time, Good Time, Anytime, which is our first album. And it was a collaborative effort with a folk singer from Alaska.
Okay.
So we did all the songs basically, and we provided a backup for Paul to do his music. The second album we did was an album called Alaska Gold. And we've been able to bring our dad and our brother and participate in those earlier recordings with both of them. Then we had three cassettes, which were Dance Hall Dazzlers, Polka Alaska, and Squeezebox Alaska. So we took those first five recordings.
Okay.
And we molded them into volumes 1, 2, and 3.
Ah, yes.
And then after that, we did Fancy Dancer and Celebration. Pretty much we recorded, once we get in the studio up here, it's just, you just keep rolling. You just keep, you take the opportunity and you run with it. So we pretty much did two CDs at one time is what we did, and released them both at the same time. So that was Fancy Dancer and Celebration. And again, our brother participated with us on some of those songs. And then our last two were the Polka Hooty Booty. That's my sister's imagination.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great cover. You see the shoes. We borrowed those from Burlington.
Burlington.
then sent them back. And then Triple Crown Serenade. And that's a picture of my sister. And we're at our friend Muriel's Taylor's farm ranch out there. By the way, we frequent your area very, very often. Muriel has a place just south of Royalton.
Oh.
And up until this last year, I've been making semi-annual visits there and spending time with her. And hopefully she's maybe listening on the air as well. But this song, Triple Crown Serenade, that's my sister playing her accordion. And she steps out of Muriel's house, and these three horses come to the fence. And these are pictures of Muriel's family, these horses, really. Yeah. So that's Triple Crown Serenade there. And on these, there's one particular one that coming up with Memorial Day weekend and with 4th of July, be sure to listen to Old Glory.
Old Glory.
It is an original song. That's kind of a stately message that I did. But as I wrote this song, I sort of wore myself out and couldn't come up with the words, but knew it was destined to be a patriotic theme.
Uh-huh.
And those that are listening to this are telling us that the Alaska Button Box Gang came in with a whole set of lyrics for this wonderful song. And let me tell you something right now, this is the one to play.
Okay.
Old Glory. Absolutely.
Neat.
So, So our brother is on one called Happy Anniversary, which is a poignant two-step of a melody, just really, really nice. There's just tons of stuff we have that people really enjoy, you know. Going back to M&P Bungie Polka on Fancy Dancer, and this is one that we talk about on the Molly B Show.
Okay.
Where I had a 60th birthday, and my sister kidnapped me.
Oh.
Well, Marge is a kid at heart. She's always been that way. And I thought, what can I do for her birthday? What can I do? And would anybody go along with it? So we decided to revisit the early days. I mean, just we did everything we could to think of how it would please her or entertain her. Well, the final thing we did, we basically blindfolded her, put her in the back seat of a car, and drove her to... what do you call that thing? The
slingshot.
The slingshot that you see at the state fairs.
Yeah.
And yes. And she is following everything we do, but then we sit down in these metal chairs, and she kind of gets an idea. This is a little unusual.
Uh-huh.
And she wasn't quite sure, but somehow didn't you have to figure it out? You took your blindfold off.
Well, yeah. And then Patty's sitting next to me, and she looks at the terrified look on my face, and I realize, I don't like ladders.
Oh.
I don't like any. I can hardly go up and down stairs sometimes. And I'm sitting there next to her, and she looks at me and she says, really concerned. She says, you don't have to do this if you don't want to. And I said the dumbest thing I have ever said.
Oh.
I said, I'll do it if you'll do it with me. Well, then they released the thing, and all I saw was sky and pavement, up and down, up and down. I'm telling you, I got off that thing. Well, Patty got off this thing, and she just walked away. And my legs were like rubber bands for 3 days. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
So there's that M&P Bungie Polka. Joe Fedorchik used to come by the bandstand when we play our jobs in Minnesota at Hinckley or the casinos or whatever. And Joe would come by and say, play that slingshot song. Play that slingshot. M&P Bungie. You know, so there's lots of history. We could go on and on. There's a wonderful version of La Bamba that we do.
Uh-huh.
People don't always know that the origin of this, in 1959 or something, Harry Belafonte did a Carnegie Hall, Return to Carnegie Hall performance. And this song is actually a slow kind of a waltz, first part of it. It introduces the Rockets' next part of it. But this beautiful first part of this, La Bamba, is very, very interesting. Then it does go into a little bit of rock and roll, but so we do indulge every now and then. But, you know, there's a whole mix of all of our stuff because, as you well know, as a player yourself, you well know you can't polka all night long. You got to have some mix in the music. And
Absolutely.
Polka musicians have always been the most versatile of any of the musicians out there because we're playing always for the audience, and we have to have rest and respite from the polka as well, but yet keep and maintain that continuity of feeling with the music.
Boy, you guys have said it so well. Our time is running short. Patty and Marge, I usually ask each musician, we get this time part of the show, if they want to share a memory with the listeners, good, bad, or otherwise, and you maybe have different ones. So we'll let you each take a turn. Think back over your music careers. What stands out in your mind? Some award, some snowstorm or event that you might have performed in, big crowd someplace, some ballroom that isn't there no more. What stands out in your minds?
What stands out in my mind, and this is Patty talking, we were down in Minnesota performing at Iron World. And honest to goodness, we had such a marvelous acceptance level and played our music. It was absolutely wonderful.
Okay.
And we were treated like rock stars. That's
yeah,
kind of how we felt.
Really, yeah.
And then we came back, and after we arrived back home, we were scheduled to play for a wedding. People who had never heard our music, the most unhappy people in the world, listening to us.
Yeah,
so anyway, we got through that, but we never forgot that.
Yeah.
I don't know. There are so very many, many memories, but it's hard to say. Probably personally for me, there was an award that I received from Iron World, and that was Polka Hall of Famer there, and it was the same year that Helmy Harrington received her international award.
Oh.
And that was the 25th year of Iron World, and it was the first time two women had received awards there through their program. And that was very special. Our mom was with us there. Our dad had passed on by that time. But it was roots, you know?
Yeah.
We were born in Chisholm. And there we were back in Chisholm receiving this kind of recognition, I guess you would call it. But I'll tell you, yeah, it is tough to nail all of them. But I'll tell you one thing, is that none of this would ever be possible without the support of the people who love and dance to this music. And those who can't dance anymore to them still support our music. And we would be nothing without all of that support.
Well, that is so well put. Thank you so much. Our time has run out. Marge and Patty, we want to take this opportunity to thank both of you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. I tell each and every guest, each and every week, if the good Lord is willing, you and I are still here down the road sometime, we'll do this show again. How's that?
Oh, that's wonderful.
Sounds wonderful.
Anytime. Thank you for inviting us. We love doing this and talking with you today. And thank you all for what you all do, especially you, Cy. Thank you.
All right. Well, very good. Well, you guys have a great day, and your day is just beginning, so you're looking at a little after 9 o'clock up there in Alaska. So the day is all in front of you yet. Well, great.
Thank you, Cy.
All right. We'll let you run. I'll talk to you off the air. And there they go. Marge Ford, Patty Gersich, our 336th guest here on a Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. 20 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Alaska Polka Chips. We'll be right back. Our theme musicians come and play right there. Larry Rezavi and his Out of Town Checks wrapping up our 336th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And some very, very delightful guests there. Marge Ford and her sister Patty Gersich, and boy, wonderful information there about the Alaska Polka Chips. And so, we've got our work cut out. We've got a lot of songs that were suggested to us, and I've been previewing some of the music. And so right now we're going to start out with the music that I had listened to off of their Volume 2 recording. It's one called Sitting Pretty, and it's one called The Two Sisters Polka, the Alaska Polka Chips. The Alaska Polka Chips right there for you. One called The Two Sisters Polka, and that comes off of their Best of the Alaska Polka Chips Volume 2, one called Sittin' Pretty, and the name of that song, The Two Sisters Polka. We're at 26 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading at 51 degrees here in central Minnesota. The phone lines have been lit up the whole time here, so if you've been trying to get through, only able to talk to one person at a time, so just wait a little bit and give me a try, and we'll get to you accordingly. Waltz time right now with the Alaska Polka Chips. It's one called the Alaska Waltz.
He left his parents and family. To Alaska he did roam. He built him a rusty old cabin dusty old tavern. The northern lights were high. He spied a dark-haired lady with eyes as dark as the night. Then by the chance he asked her to dance, and they danced the Alaska Waltz, where the rivers run wild beneath the blue Arctic sky. They danced the Alaska Waltz.
The Alaska Polka Chips, one called the Alaska Waltz, here on KASM. Takes us to 12:30 here on KASM. 51 degrees, our current temperature here in Albany, in the first portion of our musical treat for dancing feet. That is always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand. Zero Turn Lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. And Kevin has a whole lineup of those brand new Hustlers. You just have to get over there and check them out. You bet. He's got a beautiful showroom there. Remodeled the old barn, the old dairy barn, into a showroom. And I think the last time I was there, I think I counted 24 lawnmowers in there. Depends on how big a ones he puts in there. The smaller ones, he can get more in. If it's the bigger Hustlers, not so many. But it's a nice, clean place to check out those Hustlers. It's got a nice overhead door, so all of a sudden you decide that there's one that you really like. He'll pop that door open, out you go, and you get to try it out and see what it'll do for you. So, yeah. Kevin does repair work on all makes and models. Started working on John Deere's many years ago, and he can sharpen your blades, change your belts and hoses, your lubricants. He can do it all, and also accepts trades. So if you got old Bessie there getting a little tired, doesn't work quite like it should anymore, and that grass is really going to be growing with all this rain, you want to swing out to Kevin's. He'll make you a sweet deal. Get old Bessie traded in. Get you a brand new Hustler. And, of course, Kevin doesn't keep a junk pile, so he'll refurbish old Bessie. Somebody's looking for something used. Kevin quite often has something on the used market as well for you. So check that out as well. As always, for more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. Again, that's 320-363-7459. It's a nice drive out to Kevin's any time of the year, but boy, really, especially nice this time of the year. The leaves are coming out on the trees. The fields are all black, and yeah, you can start to see the corn rows coming up. And so, yeah, it's always entertaining to drive, a nice drive on County Road 3. Get out there about 6 miles northwest of St. Joe. You look over on the left-hand side, you'll see the big yellow and orange-type sign hanging from the post in the ditch there. And that'll take you right into Kevin's Countryside. Nice big yard for you to try out those mowers there. You bet. Kevin's Countryside proudly brings us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Music continues right now with the Alaska Polka Chips, and this one is Marge Ford, and the one that she talked about with the National Button Accordion Festival, the All-Stars, and one called On With The Show, Marge Ford.
The night is dark and stormy, more hours on the road. You'd think I would have learned by now this job's a heavy load. One book to play in Cleveland, my drummer's running late. A wedding dance at the Marriott at $100 a plate.
Why do we do this? Why do we try so hard? It's kind of funny, some think it's money. To play our music, to give the best we know. Those smiling faces say on with the show.
Echoing ballroom, my speaker started buzzing. Cause phones are busy ringing. Why do they try to talk to me when they see that I am singing?
Why do we do this? Why do we try so hard? It's kind of funny, it's not the money. We love our music, we give the best we know. Those smiling faces say on with the show.
The Alaska Polka Chips with the National Button Accordion Festival, one called On With The Show. Another one that we talked about on that on the interview, one called Lady, the Alaska Polka Chips.
Thank you.
that pretty? One Called Lady, original there by Marge Ford on the Button Box Accordion. And one more on that same album. This one's one called The Fairbanks Alaska Waltz. Marge Ford on the accordion. Alaska Polka Chips, Marge Ford there on the Button Box, and one called The Fairbanks Alaska Waltz. And those last three, all originals written by Marge Ford. We're now at 18 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock, and our temperature reading, that is at 51 degrees here in central Minnesota. And we're moving into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of Little Falls, Laverne and Kim Bizdock. And yes, they are, like all of us, hunkering down right now. All of their traveling has come to a halt, and the first time in 30-some years for Laverne. Yes, she's so proud of their traveling family and hoping that we can get back to some sort of normal and make more memories with Laverne and Kim as they travel around this great land of ours. Proudly doing business for over 35 years now. And, of course, still a nice lineup of trips to come if we can ever get loose from this pandemic. So they maintain a beautiful website. They can keep you posted on how things are coming. And, yeah, it's always nice to dream. So go on the website, www.laverne'stravel.com, and check out some of their upcoming tours and trips, and hopefully things will get resolved and traveling will get back underway. So do that, check that out. Of course, if you had a trip with Laverne scheduled and want to find out the status about that, you can always call them, 320-237-4856. That's the local number. Toll free, it's 1-800-840-9211. And yeah, it's just one of those times, a crazy time in our life. As old or young as you are, nobody has ever seen anything like this. So again, Laverne and Kim, hoping that each and every one of you are staying safe. And they look forward to the days when they can host your tour once again, like they have in the past. Some great trips already in the books from this year and the past years. Laverne's Travel, they proudly bring us The final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. More music on the way with the Alaska Polka Chips. This one coming off of their Volume 2 CD, one called All My Life Waltz, the Alaska Polka Chips. Alaska Polka Chips, one called All My Life Waltz. Right now, we're going to feature Marge and Patty. This one, one that we talked about on the interview, and it's one called Old Glory, the Alaska Polka Chips. Thank you. One called Old Glory, the Alaska Polka Chips. 10 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, music continues with the Polka Chips, Alaska Polka Chips, Mariaka Moya Polka. The Alaska Polka Chips, one called the Mariaka Polka. And we're now at 8 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Again, our temperature reading at 51 degrees here in central Minnesota. And old-time polka time on the way with the Alaska Polka Chips, one called the Schnapp Polka. Thank you. The Alaska Polka Chips and one called the Schnapp Polka. Right now, here's one that they mentioned that they wrote originally. It's one called the Red Satin Shoes, the Alaska Polka Chips. The Alaska Polka Chips, one called the Red Satin Shoes. And yeah, here's a neat one I think really good by the Alaska Polka Chips, one called the Button Box Rag.
Thank you.
And that was actually one called the Yodel Polka. Got the wrong track there. And so right now we're going to hear one called the Button Box Rag, the Alaska Polka Chips. Alaska Polka Chips. Yes, they do some great entertaining there, some great music. One called the Button Box Rag. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And we're going to do that with another song that they talked about in the interview. And this one called the M&P Bungee Polka. And yeah, you heard the story about that one, how Marge was surprised by Patty when she was strapped into that ride that she was not expecting. She was blindfolded, and so Marge said, go ahead. Had rubbery legs for the next 3 days, she said. So it's one called the M&P Bungee Polka.
We're flying high with friends so dear, no telling where we'll go from here. We have it all, it's in our song. To share the rest, you gotta come along. You'd best hold on to your seat. The sky's the limit, a thrill a minute. We're on our way, no telling what lies ahead. Our music plays on, come on and gaze on our happy days.
Cute song, good song.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah. What else is she supposed to say? Nothing modest about us. There's nothing.
We're flying high with friends so dear. No telling where we'll go from here. We have it all. Share the rest.
And there you have it, the Alaska Polka Chips and one called the M&P Bungee Polka. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet here on KASM. And that takes us to 7 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading 51 degrees, a little bit of rain coming down once again here in central Minnesota.